tell the story.
This is First Nation Ministries. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to Native American tribes throughout North America, providing food, clothing, and other life essentials. Now here are your hosts, Deborah Klein and Marv Betcher.
Well, hello there, neighbors, and thank you for joining us today. I'm here with Marv in the office, and we want to tell you about our trip. We made a trip to Celilo Village.
Good trip.
Yeah, last Friday. It was a good trip. We took snacks and haba and some warm clothing and a couple of blankets up to the ladies up there. We deal with Lana Jack and with Karen Jim Whitford. Karen and Fred Whitford. Lana kind of works with those hidden tribes, what they're called, the hidden tribes that live along the Columbia River, and they fish. And Karen is kind of responsible and kind of a leader in Celilo Village itself. And so we are helping both of these ladies. It was interesting, Marvin. I had a chance to kind of ask Karen. I've never really spoken to her before, and I asked her how she came to know Jesus. And she said that she lived with her grandparents until she was, I believe she said, 11, and how she would, when the Indians would gather, she would see her mother there, but it was her grandmother who raised her. And Fred said that he was dropped off at a rancher's, at a ranch, and this rancher drove him when he was little to his grandparents, and he too was raised by his grandparents. And Karen said it's just the way our people do it.
Well, that's true pretty much everywhere, I think, on the Indian reservations. And I think we might have talked about this before, Deb, but what their tendency is, I think that the parents, when they start having children, and sometimes they're young and sometimes they're not married, and at least until later, and by the time they're having children, well, they're still pretty young themselves, and so the grandparents always raise the kids. You know, that's their first time at totally raising children for
yes.
the most part, you know.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I talked with Jeff about it. Jeff Phipps, who works with us here, he's enrolled in the
Lakota
Sioux tribe, and he said that too, and I don't know, that's a foreign concept to me.
Yes.
It would take my death to separate me from my kids. But anyway, that was their culture. And she said that her grandma told her that whenever she saw a church, whether it was the Longhouse or whatever Catholic church, whatever church, she should go in and pray to Jesus. And some of us may struggle with that, but it's like the Indian man said to my dad, you know, Indians fight about a lot of things, but we don't fight about God. You white people fight about God. And
yes.
So I think in their way of thinking, it doesn't matter what building you're in if you pray to Jesus. And, you know, but Karen said she rebelled and wasn't much interested until she became responsible for Celilo Village. Now, her father had been responsible for Celilo Village, and Karen told me it's not by election. They don't elect their chiefs like they do in some tribes. But in that tribe or that village, it's a bloodline. And so when Karen's father passed away, then Karen became responsible for the village. And what that means is you make sure that the people have food and clothing and what they need. And they were out of food. And I remember Dad telling me about this, but she said they had decided that everybody from the village would bring what they had, and they would, you know, try to make a meal or two out of it. And she said, I was sitting with my face in my hands and praying, and I heard a big booming voice said, I'm Don Klein, I've brought you some food. And she said that was the change for her. That's when she started trusting in Jesus.
Amen.
And the funny thing is, it brought tears to her eyes, and Karen doesn't cry. I've never seen Karen cry.
No.
I think when probably you face hard times from an early age, Karen can get angry and maybe bitter, or
yes, I've heard that side,
feel bad or whatever, but she does not cry. But she cried when she spoke of my dad, and it was sweet. It really was. And so I'm so glad that we can continue helping at that village, and they do need help. We need to make another trip up there with school supplies.
Yes.
Marvin.
We did have a lot of good stuff on there, though, like laundry soap. That I just seen her eyes get big and sparkling as we were unloading that laundry soap. And mm-hmm. And I don't know, I don't think there's any bleach, but there's laundry soap, liquid and powdered laundry soap and things, mm-hmm. and coffee. Mm-hmm. And they all like coffee on the reservations.
Yes.
That's a big item. And we had quite a bit of that, too. And they were well pleased and felt well blessed, I think.
When people, the kids or even adults, get hurt in Celilo Village, she's kind of the first person they go to. And so if you would care to donate any kind of first aid items, we would make sure that she got them. We're collecting what we can to take up to Karen, so she will have a supply to kind of take care of that little village.
Yes.
And also, it's not too late to donate school supplies, and Christmas is a-coming. So remember those Christmas shoe boxes.
Yes.
We would like every year to be able to reach more and more reservations with those shoe boxes, to be God's hand extended to these people and in celebration of the birth of his son. Also, little Kate Kindle back on the Pine Ridge Reservation needs a vehicle.
Yes.
Of course, she would prefer something that was smaller and had good gas efficiency.
Yes.
She doesn't have much money, and she's a little handmaiden of the Lord living by herself, and so something smaller that she could handle would be wonderful. If any of you are thinking about getting a new vehicle, that we're coming to the end of the year, the new models will be coming out, so some people take advantage of that. And if you want to get rid of your old car, as long as it's dependable.
Well, one of the things about Kate too that I appreciate, sometimes we take cars back there and they're not in particularly the best of condition, you know, but serviceable.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, after a while, they end up in the monument yard, you know. And if you ask them what all those old cars are out there, you know, if that's a junkyard, they say no, that's the monument yard. So anyway, no, but Kate Kendall has had that van for many years, mm-hmm. at least since over 10,
mm-hmm.
I know for sure. And she's kept that thing running, and she gets it repaired when it needs repair, mm-hmm. and it's getting pretty old. But now it's toast, because that horrible hailstorm that they had back there,
yes.
broke the windows out and dented it up. And, you know, the grapefruit-sized hail that Debbie and I talked about a couple of weeks ago, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good investment for Kate, and like you said, she's getting a little older. She must be, I don't know, she's getting up there past probably retirement age. Low income, but she keeps her place tidy, and she just, mm-hmm. she still has a food bank for people and clothing bank too, I guess,
mm-hmm.
huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes. She lays it out in her front yard on tables, and people can come and take what they need, and doing what she can.
Instead of a yard sale, it's a yard giveaway.
That's right. And I love it that she's, like I say, she's doing what she can.
Yes, amen.
You know, and that's really what God requires of all of us.
Yes.
Just to do what we can. We can't save the world. Jesus said, the poor you have with you always. So we can't cure the problem. We can't get rid of the problem, but we can do what we can.
Yes.
And so.
And she's certainly worthy of our help. So.
Yes.
If anybody has a nice economical vehicle, I bet Kate would really appreciate it.
Yes. Well, I want to continue with talking about, can we really know God? We talked about last week, one way to experience certainty in our relationship with God is to believe the promises that God makes to sinners like you and me. And the second way we can experience it, certainty in knowing God, is through the presence of God in our life. What do we love the most? What are our heart's deepest desires? Many people think that being a Christian is all about what we do or what we don't do, that it's all about how we act. How we act and what we do is important, but God, like any good father, wants children who behave. But authentic Christians, true Christians, are not people who never sin. They are not people who are externally perfect all the time. They are people who are internally on fire for God. God is just as interested in our affections as he is in our actions. And that's why Jesus condemned the Pharisees for their religious activity. They were obsessive about it, but they were heartless. A Christian is a person who can say, as a deer pants for the flowing stream, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God. You'll find that in Psalm 42, 1 and 2.
We'll need to stop here today, but on Thursday, Deborah will continue with her teaching, Do We Really Know God? Thank you for listening to First Nation Ministries, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much. And join us tomorrow as we bring you a classic Don Klein program.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.